Welcome to the Unmeasured Podcast. I'm your host, Simi Bowditch. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Welcome back for an episode of the Unmeasured Podcast. I am so excited because I am joined today by a really, really wonderful guest who we were connected by our dear friend, Julie Olemacher, and I'm so grateful that she connected us. I'm joined by Rebecca Allen. Welcome to the Unmeasured Podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited for you to be here. And for anyone who does not know Rebecca, she is a personal stylist with a passion for helping others define their personal style and feel confident in their clothing. She offers both virtual and in-person styling services that she tailors to fit each client's individual needs, from curating new looks through an outfit planning session to building a completely new wardrobe. Rebecca takes a body positive approach to styling that emphasizes dressing your body's current shape and finding pieces that make you feel like your best self. Rebecca, I know that I shared this with you before, you know, we hit record when we got to connect before, but I love clothes so much. And I love clothes. I love getting dressed. It's such a fun, creative expression. And it is something that brings me so much joy. And I know that for myself, there were so many years when I was struggling with my relationship with my body and also, you know, food and exercise and all the things that kind of surround that, where getting dressed was just, you know, one of the most stressful, overwhelming, painful things. And it felt like I was at war with my body, and sometimes clothes or getting dressed like reinforced this idea that, or this belief that I held at that time that my body was bad, or, you know, clothes might be a way that I would measure and check with myself, like, is my body good? Is it bad? And I'm just sharing this because I know that so many people in this community either are at a moment of time, like where they might be struggling with their body and getting dressed might feel especially challenging for those reasons, or that they have had moments in their journey in the past where that's been true. And I know that you fully get this and understand this. Absolutely. And I think it's so beautiful that you bring this like healing body positive approach to helping your clients get dressed in a way that really supports them in their body, celebrates their body, helps them to feel comfortable and confident in the body that they are in right now. Would you, before we talk about the question for this week's episode, would you be willing to share a little bit about how you got to this place and how you created this, you know, the method that you use to support your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can fully relate to your journey of, you know, the struggle to get dressed. I myself had an eating disorder for years and body dysmorphia. And clothes were definitely something I struggled with, even though I have spent many years since college, way back working in retail and fashion. And I think I spent a really, really long time, and this is something I talk to clients about a lot, trying to make my body fit into clothes instead of finding clothes to fit my body. And I think that's a big perspective shift to get to. And it's definitely not something that happens overnight, but that's something that I try to share as much as I can, is that your clothes should fit you. You shouldn't try to fit into clothes. And it was really interesting as I was thinking about kind of our chat today, and excuse me if I'm jumping ahead, but of like how this kind of happens, this getting lost and not knowing what to wear. And I find with my clients, and I think that I'm also relating to my own journey, clothing, is that somewhere along the way, we kind of lose a sense of style. And if you think about kids, right? Like, and I know I have a child, and then if you see young kids wearing whatever they want. And I remember doing that as a kid, and somewhere along the way, we lose that. And I think especially as women, we, you know, are told at a certain point, this is what we should wear. This is what we should fit into. And then we kind of go down that path of trying to fit into these things and losing kind of our sense of style and what we like instead of just trying to fit in this mold. And I think for me personally, I mean, I mentioned I struggled with an eating disorder for years and body dysmorphia, and I went through treatment for that and worked through that journey, which definitely is a journey, kind of getting to a point of looking at clothing as a way of expression and not as a way of something I have to be at war with, but of just rediscovering what I like. And that's what I try to do with my clients, is help them kind of define their style and finding what they like, and then helping them find fits. And when I mean fits, I mean, I'm talking about fabrication and things like that, that work for their shape, because we all do have different shapes, right? And some rises of pants work differently for certain people, things like that. And that's no reflection of size, just all bodies are different.
I love that at the core of what you are doing, there's this acknowledgement and this truth, like all bodies are different and we're not made to be exactly the same. It's not a bad thing that we're not all exactly the same. And let's find the clothing that helps you to express your personal style and also feel so good on your body. I am going to read the listener question for this episode. We got this question. I don't want to dread getting dressed every day. Can changing the way that I think about dressing my body help me to feel more confident? And if so, how? So, like, what an amazing question, acknowledging that there is a mindset component to this. It's not just what you put on your body, but it's how you think about getting dressed. It's how you think about your body. It's how you think about clothing that can kick off a different experience when it comes to getting dressed that can support you in having like a more positive experience all around. Also, I know for me personally, and this doesn't happen anymore because I wear clothes that fit my body and feel comfortable with my body. If that means buying a size up or whatever that means, like I am willing to do all of that to feel comfortable in my clothing. But there was a time where I would try and shove my body into clothes that felt too tight, either because I felt like I want to stay in this size, or I'll never forget some horrible tip from a fitness magazine about like taking a pair of jeans from that like you wore in high school and like putting them on your door and like trying those on as like a measure of your body, like all of those messages that we get. I just remember feeling like I had to shove myself into clothes that felt too tight. And talk about something that is going to set off a really challenging body image day. It is being uncomfortable in your clothing from the time that you walk out of the door in the morning until the time that you come back in, having like your internal organs like squeezing, feeling like so uncomfortable to move or to sit down. And so what you said about, you know, get clothes that fit you, that is so liberating.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that I definitely relate to what you're saying about saying to yourself, like, I need to wear this because this is the number that I have designated as my size. And I am here to tell you and any listeners, sizing is complete BS. When I'm having a bad body image day, and maybe this goes back to eating disorder treatment and stuff, thinking about checking the facts, okay? And if you have a child or you've ever purchase children's clothes for someone, even looking at children's clothes, the sizing is completely out of whack. So if you need a little check for yourself about women's clothes, it's just the same, probably worse. But if you think about your clothing as it should fit you, you shouldn't try to fit into your clothes. And now I know that is a really big jump to get to if you're in a real battle with your body. And I totally understand that. But if you can try to remind yourself of that, I think that can be really helpful. One thing that I really like to talk to clients about, and this kind of plays into that mindset, is fitting the largest part of you. So I'm going to tell a little story, if that's okay. I recently was wanting to buy some new jeans. I buy jeans for people for a living. Like, that's part of my job, right? But still for myself, you know, it can be a bit of a journey and everything's made different. So I bought, I don't know, 5 or 6 pairs in my average size. And I like to say average because, again, sizing's all over the map. And I decided I liked one pair, but I felt like they were a little snug in the hips, which is my biggest part of my body to fit in pants. So I decided I'm going to order a size bigger and get the waist tailored. So having that mindset of, well, I'm going to get what I think is going to be my most challenging part of my body to fit, not because there's something wrong with it, but because those jeans were made very straight through the hips. And get them tailored. But if you kind of look at what tools you can use to make your clothes fit, and that's what I like to share with people too, is like, there are different tools. Very few people can wear anything off the rack, if any. If any magazine you're looking at, any, you know, you're shopping online, there's so many pins and, you know, not to mention like, you know, photoshopping and all of that. But even the models, hardly anything is going to be straight off the rack. So, you know, reminding yourself of that.
I absolutely love that tool of fitting the largest part of your, making sure the clothes fit the largest part of your body. And mm-hmm. then you can have other places tailored, because that is, for me, it's like, you know, thighs, butt, hips. Sometimes if a pair of jeans fits there, it's like, well, it doesn't really fit with my waist. Or for me, I've struggled with any kind of like the skinny jean style. If it didn't have stretch, I couldn't get it over my calves. Like, there were, if a Same. Pair of skinny jeans did not have stretch, it would Same. Not go over my calves. Same. And so it's like, well, I wouldn't be able to wear a style of jean like that if it was in, and I don't know, denim, but whatever, like, the kind of denim is that's like very sturdy and no stretch, like, no way. That yeah. literally, like, it wouldn't go over like the first 1/3 of my body. I love the idea of thinking about like, what are the tools that are available? How can you really like honor comfort? It's like, you should yeah. be able to put your clothes on and not feel like they're squeezing you. Rebecca knows, because I texted her, but I ordered a pair of jeans, sized up for my average size, which I love the average size, because you had mentioned that it might run small. I got them. Mm-hmm. They were still too straight through the hips. Mm-hmm. And when I put them on, I had the thought of like, if I was wearing these, technically they were on. If I was wearing these out and about, like, I would be afraid that anytime I sat down, like, the crotch was going to rip open. Like, what a stressful experience to have. I returned. Yeah. But like, I wouldn't have felt comfortable in those pants.
And I think too, the other thing, you know, and to kind of go back, the podcast thesis question that we're answering mm-hmm. here. I see a lot of people on the other end of the spectrum too, of they are just putting something on that's really big because they're not in a good place with their body, because maybe it's changed. And, you know, it's really interesting in kind of, I don't know if we're technically in post-pandemic era where we are, whatever, we're not in lockdown anymore, right? So, and a lot of people went through a lot of body changes during that time, right? Like, totally normal. But then after that, we've seen some people are going back to the office, some people, you know, and they've had body changes, whether they're going back to the office or not, but then are trying to figure out, okay, in this new world, in this new body, how do I dress? And in this dreading to get dressed every morning, and, you know, a lot of us were in leggings, joggers, whatever, during that time, and not really thinking a lot about it. And then that creates a really stressful situation getting dressed in the morning. And as you're talking about these like things being too small. Or I think the other extreme of being really big. When you go into your closet and you see all those things that aren't really fitting your body where it is, I think it's really important to ask yourself, what are these clothes doing for me? What purpose do they have in my closet? If there is some big sentimental reason why you're holding on to something, it's totally understandable. But I think giving yourself a reason as to why you still have it is really important, because if it's not something, my rule of thumb, and I know in Ohio, weather is an issue too. But, you know, if you're in a place where you wear the same wardrobe all year round, and you haven't worn it the past 6 months, if it's a very seasonal item and you're living somewhere where, you know, you're only going to wear it half the year, if you haven't worn it in the last year, asking yourself why. And there's usually a reason. Sometimes it's you don't know how to style it. Sometimes it's, you know, you don't, it just doesn't fit for whatever reason. And then letting those move on. They've served you and now they need to move on. Because I think when you look in your closet in the morning, you see these pieces that don't fit, whether they're drowning you because they're so big or they're too tight or, you know, whatever the reason is, then it brings you down in the morning.
Absolutely. And Rebecca, you shared, you know, that when sometimes when people go through body changes and they are feeling like they're in a challenging place in their relationship with their body, there can be this feeling of, oh, I just want to hide. I know I had that feeling in the past, you know, that feeling of like, oh, I just want to hide. I don't want people to see my body, or I don't want people to see how my body's changed. And I'm having a lot of self-judgment around this, you know, and maybe wearing something really oversized in an effort to hide that is something that perhaps people can relate to. I know that I did that personally. And I wonder, how do you help your clients that you work with move through or move past or reframe this mindset of quote unquote, like hiding your problem areas? Because I think that that is something that you hear a lot in sort of like mainstream advice around dressing. And I think it really feeds into this feeling of like, wow, something's wrong with my body. My body is a problem. I feel shame about that. I don't want other people to see and I want to hide it. You know, like that cyclical thing. And so if there was someone who you were working with who was like, oh my gosh, I'm wearing stuff that maybe doesn't fit or maybe I don't love, but I'm wearing it as this like self-protective mechanism to hide my body because I am feeling shame around it. Like, how do you help someone get from that place to like, yeah, I want to dress in a way that like I love and where my clothes fit me and I'm feeling more confident when I go in and get dressed in the morning and like walk out of the door versus feeling like I am a problem and I need to hide? Hi, I'm Simi, your host of the Unmeasured podcast. I'm also a mindset mentor, intuitive eating counselor, health and life coach, founder of the Unmeasured Movement membership, and author of Letting Go of Leo, How I Broke Up with Perfection. Consider me your personal architect, helping you to build the relationship with yourself that you know in the deepest part of your being you are meant to experience. That's why I created my 6-month private coaching and mentorship program. In this program, I'll work with you one-on-one to help you tap into your wisdom, align with your values, heal your relationship with food and movement, embrace your body, release perfectionism, cultivate deep self-trust, turn up the self-compassion, and live your beautifully imperfect life. If you're ready to experience more peace, pleasure, presence, and purpose in your life, I'd love to support you to do that. Your 6-month coaching and mentorship program is completely personalized support, coaching, guidance, and mentorship. This program includes 12 private coaching sessions and between session support, so you'll truly feel held every step of the way. To learn more about this one-on-one experience, read client stories, and request a consultation, head to simibowditch.com/coaching. I'm here to help you build the relationship with yourself you truly deserve. I can't wait to connect.
I think there are several things that are really helpful. And I want to validate that we all have places on our body that are maybe we feel a little more self-conscious about, and that's totally normal. But doesn't mean you have to be at war with your body. For example, like you talked about the skinny jeans, right? Which is nothing wrong with your body, but maybe that's a style that doesn't work for you. So, and as far as like, I think people get in this habit of dressing in really oversized clothes because they're trying to hide. I think my first question to them usually, and is again, something you could ask yourself is, what is this doing for you? If you're looking in the mirror, and what are you seeing? Like, what is it actually doing for you? What is it hiding? And I often find that people have a little bit of trouble answering that question. And then as I will help them find something that maybe is a little bit more not fitted, because I think that you shouldn't go from one extreme to the other, but maybe finding a little bit of a happy medium of something that is maybe a little bit more tailored than, for example, a really oversized sweater and leggings. I feel like that's a really common thing that people fall into. Finding something that hits a little bit more at the hip bones. And if you're not real comfortable with things being tight, go for something that is a little bit wider leg. So I think people can also take inspiration from, go on Pinterest. I still use Pinterest. I don't know how many other people do. Go on Pinterest, go on social media and save images of outfits that you like. Because I think a lot of times people will say, I like that, but that wouldn't work for my body. Take that out for a second. Pretend you're looking for your best friend. Save outfits to your Pinterest, to wherever, that you like, just in general. And then I think you will start to notice a theme. I do this with clients. And what is that theme? I'm guessing the person that's in something really, really oversized is not picking skin-tight outfits. But then you can try to adopt some of those themes. And that's like, we're working with a stylist can be helpful to kind of help you nail your sense of style, which kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier, is I think where we all kind of can get lost along the way is finding our style. And then when you can then pull inspiration from that and dress in a little bit more that way. And some of this is a little bit of play with finding fabrics that work for your body and things like that. Then you are going to feel more confident. You are going to feel like, oh, I'm not hiding my body. I am dressing it to show a little bit more the size it is. I don't think the goal is that we're trying to all make ourselves look smaller all the time, but let's honor the size it is and find clothes that fit it as is. So I don't know if that answered your question. I felt like that was long-winded and like finding your style and everything.
I love it. And Rebecca, something that I appreciate everything that you shared. But something that I really love that you said is that you are encouraging your clients to, you know, look at Pinterest or look at Instagram or look wherever it might be and save images of outfits that they love, not necessarily through the lens of what do I think this would look like on my body. But when I see this outfit, or when I see this dress, or when I see whatever it might be, like I have a feeling inside where I like it. Like it is a preference and it's joyful and there's pleasure there. And I absolutely love that that gets to be the driver, where it's like you are helping each individual person to really connect with what they like and what they enjoy. And I think so many of us who have had an experience or many, many years or decades of an experience with our bodies where we have felt at war with ourselves, or we have felt like on some level our bodies are problematic, and then our number one mission in life becomes to fix that problem, because we don't want to feel that way anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like that we get so disconnected from our preferences, from what brings us joy, from what we actually like, whether it comes from like how we like to move our bodies or what foods we actually enjoy right. eating or what clothes that we think are beautiful and like, you know, really get excited about and want to wear. And I think that there's something there around like preferences and pleasure, like bringing those things together. And so I just really appreciate that you shared that, because I think there are just a lot of people who, understandably so, because of everything that they've gone through with their bodies, feel a little disconnected from what do I even like. And so to have the exercise, the practice of like looking at a bunch of stuff and just looking at it through the lens of how do I feel when I look at these different outfits? Like, what do I like here? Not necessarily about how I think it will look on my body or how I feel like, you know, about this in relation to myself or my body, but just in general, like, how do I feel when I look? This is such a powerful one.
You know, I mentioned earlier, if you think about like how children will choose to dress themselves and how I think we lose that along the way, I think that exercise kind of helps us rediscover that part of ourselves of like, what do we actually like? Right. You know, you'll see like the kid on the playground that has the polka dots and the tutu and the cowboy hat and like all the things and feels amazing. And like, we kind of have to work to find an adult version of that. And I think the exercise of just looking at images of like what you like and what you're drawn to, even if you couldn't tell me why you're drawn to it, if you are, it kind of helps you find that part of yourself again. And then obviously you do have to work through some of that body stuff, and that can be really challenging. Absolutely. I don't want to negate that. I totally understand that.
Absolutely. Yes. I so have the, like the sense when I'm with you that that is something that you would be able to like hold space for and validate feelings while also helping people to move forward in a way that, that feels, good for them, like around the clothing. My daughter got dressed. It was such a great example that you gave. My daughter got dressed for school today, and she had on like leggings and light up tennis shoes. She had on a unicorn dress and then a flower skirt over the unicorn dress. She had a gigantic headband with a bow and then also like some bluey hair clips in. And she just was feeling herself. And I loved it. I was like, wow, a skirt and a dress. Amazing combo. Would never have thought to put those two together. And you're just doing your thing.
I love it. I love it. I know my son is 4 and he loves rainbows. As many rainbows as he can fit on his body, he will put. So
I love it.
And you just try to embrace it and just go with it. And like, that makes him feel good. And I think, yeah, like finding an adult version of like what you love. And it is, you know, it can be tough. And I think, you know, as you mentioned, I do my very best to always hold space for the people I work with, because it's very vulnerable to be talking about your body and clothes. And, you know, I work with clients virtually and in person. And like when I'm working with a client in person, I go to their home or in their closet together. And I feel like that is a very emotionally vulnerable place to be in. And I do my best. I always want to set people up to have tools to have success. I think that me just shopping for clients and saying, you know, this is what you need is, I mean, it can be really helpful, but I also want to set them up with tools of like what works for their bodies. And really viewing it as like, I don't remember where this analogy came from. It might have been from Julie Olemacher, now that we mentioned her earlier.
Shout out to Julie.
Is like, you know, your house, right? You don't look at your house and like start shaming on it, right? You're like, this is what my house is. This is where I live. And this is what works in it. You know, my kitchen is tiny, so I can't fit this, you know, big island in it or whatever it is. If you viewed your body the same way, right? Like you're not shaming on part of it because it won't fit you know, yeah. whatever the item is, but as this is where I live and I have to dress it as it is. So viewing your body as like a house, like kind of trying to take that emotion out of it, which is, again, it's easier said than done, but treating it with kind of that type of mentality, I think can be helpful if you're having trouble removing that emotional piece.
Absolutely. Yes.
I don't know if my kitchen analogy was helpful.
I thought that was an amazing analogy. Like with the, we can't just like drop this like gigantic island in here. It's like, yeah, there isn't space. Like it's so true with our bodies as well. I feel like in the last couple of years, I have for the first time really connected with like my style and clothes that I love, which is, I think I've always loved clothes, but like particularly in the last couple of years, like as I feel like when I get dressed, it does feel like an expression of how I'm feeling that day and like what I love and and all of that. And I know that I had moments in the beginning when I was like, wow, I really feel like I have found my style and I know what I love, where it felt a bit overwhelming because you're like, oh my goodness, clothes cost money. And you know, I think maybe some people can go out and buy an entire closet full of clothes at one time. And that's so fantastic. And I think there are many people where that just isn't their reality. And it's a slow build up to a really wonderful, you know, collection of outfits that you love and adore and are excited to put on and feel really good on your body and all of that stuff. I know when you work with clients that you sometimes go and shop for them and help them pick out like a bunch of stuff. But I also know that sometimes you go into their closet or go through what they already have and do like a bit of an inventory and help them see what they have, help them put together outfits and help them see like a couple of key pieces that might, like by bringing those couple of things in, could create like a lot of really new, amazing outfits. Will you share a little bit about how you do that with people? Because I think that would be, I think it would be so valuable for people to understand that it's not like, okay, I decide I'm going to start, you know, dressing my body in things that feel like really comfortable and reflect my style. And now that means I have to go buy like 1,000 new outfits.
No, absolutely not. And I also just want to share, my life is helping people dress and feel good in their clothes. I cannot go out and buy anything I want whenever. I thoughtfully add a piece at a time. But absolutely. So my outfit planning sessions, which I do virtually and in person, is where we go in your closet together and we build outfits and I create essentially a lookbook for you of different outfits of your existing clothes. And I think just having a fresh set of eyes come in your closet and put things together that you'd never thought of can be super valuable. We're not buying anything. Now, what I will do is when I do that, I build a style profile for you, where that's where we've gone through and we've talked about what you like, what are your fit preferences, what colors do you like? And a lot of that, people don't necessarily know to tell you, but as I'm looking through your closet, I'm seeing these patterns, right? And I then kind of build this profile for you that gives you some guided tips as you're going shopping for yourself in the future, of like, this rise works well for you, this inseam, all of these things, and give you some tools as we go. And then we create what I call a gap list. So that is items that would benefit you to add to your closet. Like maybe we've put together some great outfits, but maybe a great blazer would be a good addition and things like that. And those could be items that, you know, you just have this list and you find them yourself, or I create an online shopping guide for you, which is a great option too if you feel like you can't buy a bunch of pieces at once. And then I give you a list of items that's curated for you with sizing recommendations. And then you buy a piece at a time, or, you know, I purchase them for you, deliver them, do the full personal shopping service. But yeah, I think being really mindful of what you add to your closet, and that's kind of what I do with anytime I'm helping someone add to their closet, of we don't have to buy everything at once, but being really thoughtful about what those pieces are and making sure they add value. Because I think sometimes you go into people's closets and they're like, well, I got this because I really liked it, but I don't know what to do with it. So when I am adding a new item to my closet, I want to make sure I can style it at least three different ways with pieces I already own. If I can't, then I'm not buying it. And that tells me like, oh, it doesn't make the criteria. And that also helps budgetarily, right? And I know I shared this with you before, Simi. I just in the notes app on my phone, I have a list of items that I want. And I add to it as I see something. And the item has to stay on there for a certain amount of time before I'll purchase it. And if I'm going to, I'm out, you know, I'm obviously out shopping a lot. So I see a lot of things that I like. But if I see something out, I'm then go back and I think about my list. I'm like, okay, do I want this other item more than I want something on my list? It then helps you make more thoughtful purchases. And that's something I also like to share with clients too, is that can then really help you build. And I like to use the word collection, a collection of outfits. And then it kind of changes the way you think about your wardrobe too, which I think then kind of helps play into that idea of really respecting yourself and your body and how you're dressing it, because it's not clothes or just something I've got to wear to get out of the house. But I've picked from this collection of curated items, which again, doesn't have to be all new pieces like we were talking about.
And I think too, with this collection and this thoughtfulness around it, and it's like thoughtfulness from the very, very beginning, right? Thoughtfulness about your mindset, thoughtfulness around the clothes that you're bringing into your closet, thoughtfulness about the way that you're putting the pieces together, thoughtfulness about the way that you're filling the gaps, all of those things, right? Like when you walk into your closet or when you open your closet or when you open a drawer, whatever it might be, and you sort of know how these things fit together, I think it's also like you get to feel supported. You feel supported. It's like, oh, these things are here for me. And all of a sudden getting dressed doesn't feel like this really stressful thing. Like I can remember times where I would be trying to get dressed, you know, to just go to dinner with friends, and my room would look like, you know, clothes everywhere, like things strewn everywhere, because I would put something on and then I would take it off. And it was like almost like this like tussle with myself. So stressful. I could feel myself getting like worked up. And that's like a very different experience than walking into your closet and saying like, I know like how these things work together. I know how they fit together. I know how they feel in my body. And I feel really supported getting dressed. It's like a whole different nervous system response to getting dressed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think like viewing, having somebody come and help you with that, you can look at it as this is a support that is going to make my life a little bit easier. I totally remember the day when I was in the thick of my eating disorder, of same thing, trying to go out with friends and having all this stuff everywhere. And I think, you know, for me, doing the work and the treatment I needed was a huge part of that. But then, and you know, I was working in fashion and retail and I had been in that space, and it took me kind of rediscovering too what I truly love. And a lot of that for me was around size. I had to get kind of work through that. And I want to share that too, because I think it's really important to understand whether you have an eating disorder or you're just kind of going through a complicated time with your body. You can recover, you can get over it. And I don't mean to get over it as in belittle it, but you can come out the other side. And getting dressed does not have to be a horrible experience every day. And I still have bad body image days, as I think we all do. I think that's very normal. But when you have a closet full of clothes that do fit your current shape and make you feel good, you can choose something that will boost your mood, and that, as you said, have that nervous system response where you can turn that bad body image day around a little bit. Maybe you don't want to wear your most fitted. If I'm having a really bad body image day, I don't necessarily want to wear a bodysuit. Mm-hmm. Somebody else might. I don't necessarily want to do that, but I know I have a beautiful sweater I want to put on, or, you know, a cool blazer that I like that's going to instantly make me feel better. And because it fits, when I look in the mirror, I'm going to see how it fits my body as is. Again, I'm not trying to make it smaller, but it fits it as is and is flattering. I'm very careful with the term flattering, because I think that that has, you know, the connotation of just thinner. Yes. And I don't think that that's not how I use it.
Mm-hmm. And so that's not technically what it means. Flattering is not synonymous with thinner, right? But like,
right. Think of color.
Yeah.
Right. Think of colors on people, right? We all have a different complexion, right? Which is beautiful that we're all different. I can't wear mustard. It just doesn't work.
Oh my gosh. Right? I had this one mustard shirt when I was in college, and literally last time I wore mustard, every time I would have this shirt on, and like, I loved this shirt, mm-hmm. but every time I would wear it, people would be like, are you okay? You look really sick. Like, I think there's something about like the undertones in my skin where when I was wearing mustard, I looked like ill. People were like, are you all right? So anyways, that was the last time I wore mustard. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So when you're thinking of flattering, think of like color, right? It's not about, you know, we're not referring to being smaller, but like what works for you.
Yeah. And I also think it's like, what helps you to shift your energy, and what helps you to feel like, okay, yeah, I'm like embodying the energy that I want to take into this day. Like for me, a soft sweater feels really different than like a blazer, feels really different than a dress. So I think there's that too, where it can be a way of, you know, on one level, like embodying a certain energy. And also, challenging body image days, which I do think happen to all of us. And it is really helpful if you don't add on top of that things that historically have triggered challenging body image days for you. So like I shared before, you know, wearing a pair of pants that feels so tight and are like squeezing my internal organs, like that is not something that helps me to feel comfortable in my body. Historically, putting on a pair of jeans that was really, really tight was a body image trigger for me. So if I'm already having a challenging body image day, like thinking about how can I dress in a way that feels really supportive, really respectful, really nurturing, and not that's going to be like re-triggering me all day long around this feeling.
Absolutely. And I am a very firm believer and when you wear things that make you feel good, it impacts the way you move through your day. It impacts the way you interact with others. Think of the last time that you put on something that made you feel really amazing, how you walked, how you carried yourself. Were you more friendly when you were, you know, passing strangers on the street? Or were you keeping your head down looking at the sidewalk, right? I think that clothes are a direct reflection of how we're feeling. And it's the first thing people see about you. It's how you're presenting yourself to the world. And so if you're putting on something that makes you feel really good, you're going to show that energy. And, you know, I don't like to view clothes as, you know, something that's just kind of frivolous. It's, you know, it's necessary, yes, to cover our bodies, but it's, you know, how we show the first bits of our personality and how we're feeling about ourselves. So when you look like you've really thought about what you're wearing, it shows that you respect and care for yourself. And if you are having a bad body image day and you're feeling bad about yourself and you put on something that makes you feel good, you will notice that your energy changes. And that's what I love to give clients, is that. And that's what fills my cup, is helping people find those tools to be able to do that.
Oh, I absolutely love it, Rebecca. Thank you so much for this conversation today. I just appreciate you so much. And I'm really glad we got to have this chat.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Simi. This was so fun.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Unmeasured Podcast. If you did, I'd love you to subscribe, rate, review, and share the podcast so that we can reach more people who are looking to live unmeasured. If you're ready for more, come hang with me on Instagram at Simi Bowditch. Sign up for a 7-day free trial of Unmeasured, the virtual bar membership that celebrates your body and never shames it, at movementunmeasured.com. Or visit simibowditch.com to get my weekly emails and learn more about my coaching and mentorship offerings. Thanks for joining me today. I can't wait to see you next time.